Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
When God's hand touches your life, no matter who you are or where you are, it is always earth-shaking. It was true of the time Jesus sat with his disciples, possibly overlooking Galilee, and taught them. What he said was disturbing, to be sure. He talked about loving your enemies, not storing up vast treasures here on earth, not worrying about life or earning a living, and not judging other people. What Jesus stressed was about the opposite of what everyone did. But what really seemed contrary to human logic was his direction, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you as well." These were fishermen, farmers, and small businessmen. They knew that unless you fish, you don't catch. Unless you plant and cultivate, you don't harvest. And unless you work, you don't turn a profit. This was the law of the harvest, sowing and reaping. It had been true from the days of Adam and Eve to the present. But Jesus is saying, put God's kingdom first, and there will be fish in your net, produce in your barn, and enough profit to meet your needs. Now, Jesus was not telling them that it was time to stop fishing or stop planting or stop tending the store. But he was telling them if they prioritized their lives and made God and his kingdom first, their needs would be met. Here's the big question. Is it still true in the 21st century? In the world of technology.com, the world of chemical magic and miracle medicines? And if so, how does this translate into our lives and our world today? The reality is that some things never change. Some principles rise above the changes of time and technology. And what Jesus stressed is just as true today as it was when he taught the disciples long ago. If you make God first in your life, he in turn will see that your needs are met. In one word, it is to prioritize your life, your time, your value system, and your relationships. No, this doesn't mean that you neglect your family running to church every third day, or you neglect your business or your fields, as the case may be. But you, as a conscious decision, make God your senior partner. And you subject everything you have to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now it's at this point I can see you're getting nervous, just as the disciples reacted adversely to what Jesus said. Yes, countering your thoughts, God is not a businessman. But I have to say he's in control of the world of commerce. And no, God will not take your place when it comes to your physical presence at home. But when you put him first, your children's daddy, that's you, sir, will be more loving, more compassionate, more understanding, and your wife will have a more loving and caring husband. Millions of people the world over have discovered that no matter how strange the logic or how improbable the equation may seem, when you make God first, there will be more than enough. And what does all these things that Jesus said would be added to you consist of? Take time to read the context of Matthew 6 in your New Testament, and you will see for yourself. All these things Jesus talked about is what we spend most of our lives working for: food, clothing, and housing. But what followed is, in my opinion, the best offer of all, because Jesus said, when you put God's kingdom first, you don't have to worry about tomorrow because the king is in charge. Therefore, he said, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.